the Donald Sterling case with the Clippers and the NBA?
Oh, most definitely.
Okay, so for he's trying to fight right now. The NBA is almost like a country club with the owners. They are allowed to be able to like vote in and vote out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I guess you can liken it to like Augusta when they didn't have women in. So.
Yep. Or the Masters.
Right, the Masters. So would he have, do you think he would have any legal, you know, wins over that? Because, mm-hmm. like I said, if they vote him out, you know, they vote him out.
Well, you know, there's two sides to every story, and then there's the truth. And, I mean, in this case, the NBA is ruled by a board of governors. Each owner has a position on the board as a governor. And so, of course, there's 30 teams, so there's 30 governors. But now there's 29 if they're booting out, you know, Sterling. And so, you know, it's a little murky, but, mm-hmm. you know, I sort of looked at their bylaws, and it looks like they're saying that he violated Article 13D, which sort of centers on the failure to meet contractual obligations. And what wow. they're allegedly saying is that Sterling failed to avoid unethical conduct,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so they're taking the position that as the Board of Governors, under Article 14A of their constitution, it's going to empower them mm-hmm. to sort of push him out of his leadership role.
Do you
but think? But, you know, here's the thing. But on the other side, the Fifth Amendment of our constitution obviously addresses the taking clause and, you know, just compensation mm-hmm. when there's any, you know, unlawful taking of property. And so under the constitution, you know, we have the right to be free. We have the right, you know, to have bear arms, and we also have the right to, you know, own property. And so I think this is going to be who has the best lawyers, because I know Donald Sterling is mm-hmm. a man of immense wealth,
mm-hmm. yes.
and the NBA definitely, they ain't no suckers either, so nope. they gonna come with it. And I think, you know, I'm happy that they came down with such a harsh ruling, because it does say that they are thinking about their players, because mm-hmm. had they done anything differently, I think we wouldn't be on board with it. But I think what Donald Sterling did was so egregious
mm-hmm.
and, you know, just so distasteful that whether you're black, pink, purple, or blue, you sort of can't side with him, because the people he's talking about mm-hmm. are basically the people who have made him the billionaire that
successful.
He is.
Exactly. Okay, we want to switch over a little bit. Another legal case. This is in the NFL of former player Darren Sharper. Now, he's been accused. He's actually in jail right now. For
Jesus.
Allegedly, you know, drugging females and then having sex with them. So in a few states, he's been trying to apply for bail and they wouldn't grant it for him. But there's a mm-hmm. just the other day, I think it was Arizona, they dropped the case because they said that they found DNA of more than one person on the complainant. Now, mm-hmm. what would be his legal remedies if, you know, he used that? Why would it work in one state and not the other, and him not be able to get bail?
Well, see, bail is always based on a set of criteria normally. Will you obviously unduly influence people who are going to testify against you? Are you a flight risk? Will you return for court? And so people are granted bail so that they can obviously help their attorneys prepare defense. And in this case, Darren Sharper, obviously we know who he is. Mm-hmm. But on the flip side, he has money, so he could abscond, meaning he could flee the country if he wanted to, you know, unless they restrict his travel. And, you know, I think that he is definitely going to show up for trial in most of the states. And I think his best defense is that these girls wanted to have sex with him, and it wasn't him actually raping them. You know, he's actually doing what they wanted to do. I mean, and I haven't seen all the evidence, and everything is, you know, mere allegations at this point. But anytime you talk about women being violated, you know, and being drugged, that's very scary. I mean, obviously, I'm a woman. I don't have daughters, but being a woman and knowing what it's like to be a woman, for somebody with the wherewithal of a man like Darren Sharper, it's just unbelievable.
Right.
So I'm just hoping that these are allegations and that these women willingly participated in these sexual acts with him, because obviously if they willingly did these things, there's no rape. But if he had sex with women and they were under the influence of drugs or alcohol and they did not have the mens rea to form the appropriate decision-making, you know, skills to consent to sex, he does have a problem.
All right. Well, thank you. That was the Legal Sports Moment with Ms. Phaedra Parks. More with the Russ Paul Morning Show coming up.